Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, have WWE ended the brand split?
The real reason Mustafa Ali was pulled from this week's episode of Monaral.
Brandi Rhodes is teasing a WWE return, sort of.
And could WWE and AEW be going head-to-head on pay-per-view? Sort of. Plus, a massive What Culture announcement to come. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, so the WWE brand split, I mean, it's pretty much cooked, right?
Yeah.
Every single week, this dude's coming over from different brands and showing up. Who do we get on Raw this week? We got Sami Zayn and the Usos. It happens all the time.
Are you telling me Survivor Series is no longer the only night of the year that red and blue people hit each other?
Yeah, t-shirt time is
okay,
over,
good.
Baby.
Good.
Who knows? But PW Insider's Mike Johnson also reported yesterday, by the way, that on SmackDown this week, we're getting Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, and Seth Rollins. So, yeah.
Ambassador, you are spoiling us.
People are flying all over the place. The question becomes, what's going on with this brand split? Obviously, we had the wild card rule in 2019, was it? Which was a complete shambles. It was initially announced, hey, 4 wrestlers can cross over. And then they broke it on the first night with like 10.
Five or six people
like
showed up.
Like 10 dudes.
Well, he doesn't count, and Shane is always here, isn't he?
Yeah, so. And then the brand-to-brand invitation rule, which was the one they brought in, was it last
year? Also crap.
Yeah, they break their own universe's rules all the time, but basically, where this comes from is on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez stated that while nothing has been made official as of yet, it's not like been rubber stamped or whatever, the brand split is essentially done. That is the good word. So WWE's growing habit of just throwing wrestlers around between brands, it looks set to continue. Everyone has an opinion on the brand split. I think most people don't like it. I kind of do like it, to be honest with you. I mean, as an idea, right? As a core idea of giving more people screen time because they're separated onto different shows, and if you want to see this person, you have to tune in here, and there's not as much competition. Like, that core idealized utopian version of it, I think, is fundamentally good. But the execution of it over the past few years, since it came back in 2016, really, has not necessarily been that version of it. So I can see why people would celebrate this.
Yeah, I will say I prefer the getting rid of the brand split than that time where they had a pay-per-view every 2 weeks. Remember that? It's red, it's blue, it's always pay-per-view.
I was exhausted.
Yes. I think in concept, a brand split is a really good idea, but in reality, and just facing facts when it comes to WWE, they do not have the amount of stars to spread across. They potentially could. I'm not saying they haven't got the personnel. I'm saying they haven't created enough stars. And you've got to say the writing's been on the wall for this the moment they started unifying titles, even though they weren't really sure if they were going to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And man, we've had some wacky eras with this brand split over the years. Remember the 2 out of 3 falls match era? That was
People aren't sticking around. What, just do every match is 2 out of 3 falls?
Yeah,
what?
And the first 2 falls go about 30 seconds. The weird stuff is going on, is what we're trying
to say. Yeah, it's very strange. But I'm withholding judgment on this, but yeah. I'm hopeful. And I think if you've got Roman Reigns, you want to put him on as many shows as possible because
there's probably network pressure as well, right?
Exactly.
Like, if I'm USA, I'm sitting there going, hold on, I want Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Or Sasha Banks or whoever. big stars.
But one thing that could be a result of that is the fact that people have to be pulled from TV because their segment doesn't get time on the show.
Which is 3 hours long.
Yep. Well, that's what happened on Monday Night Raw this week. That is the real reason we didn't see Mustafa Ali on Raw. I thought it was strange that they've been doing stuff week after week after week with Miz and Theory and stuff. And yes, The Miz was in action against Cody Rhodes, but nothing with Mustafa Ali. Well, according to Fightful Select, no crap, just sap, there was a plan to have something involving Mustafa Ali and Theory, but due to timing issues, they pulled it. They even considered having Theory be involved in that beatdown with Seth Rollins and Miz did of Cody. Then they decided against it. They do plan to do more stuff, though, with Mustafa Ali and the Miz feuding going forward. Obviously, Theory's involved in that as US champion. A shame, this, because I really feel like they've just sort of, I mean, I'm not surprised, but not really capitalised on the return of Mustafa Ali. But I can 100% see WWE going, ugh, it's got a bit long, that. Yeah, just been off the US champion spot because no one really cares about it.
They don't care about the secondary titles, and they're never going to care about the secondary titles again, I don't think. Yeah, I mean, it's not like this week's episode of Raw was some kind of vintage show. So I'm sure they could have found some way to...
Yes.
But the Ali comeback, man, it's just like... He won his first match, and since then it's like, loss. Obviously, he's had the Miz screwing amount of stuff, but I don't know. I think that kind of way of presenting a babyface is played out ineffective, and I don't think it's been good, is what I'm saying, and I feel kind of crappy for Mustafa Ali.
Not that I thought, as much as I love him, he's incredibly talented, that WWE would be like, you tried to leave, you know what? World title for you.
Main event.
We know what they're like. Yes. He's going to slot right back into the mid-card, which is exactly as he's done, as Andy mentioned, gone 50-50 pretty much immediately, and he's focused on the US Championship, which I hope he does win eventually, but considering right now it's around the waist of Theory, I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, exactly. Right, let's move over to Brandi Rhodes. She might have teased a WWE comeback. Might have, I say that. You know.
She could just be a massive fan of Natasha Bedingfield.
Very good.
Either or.
Very good. Yes, of course, yesterday she tweeted, "The rest is still unwritten."
It's a banger. It's an absolute banger, that song.
The superior version, the superior member of the Bedingfield family, of course.
And that's controversial.
Don't Get Through This was pretty good.
Yeah.
In the day, but
James Dean? Didn't he? That was another one?
James Dean?
I'm telling you, that's a song.
That's
the
guy from the Manic Street Preachers. Come on.
It's going to be coming. Don't you besmirch the good name of Daniel Bedingfield. Anyway, what's going on with Brandi Rhodes?
Yeah, right. So yesterday, a Twitter user at ChitChatGaming tagged Brandi and Cody in a tweet with a screenshot. It was the 6-year anniversary of Brandi. She was Eden Styles in WWE back in the day, being granted her release after requesting it. She quote tweeted it saying, "The rest is still unwritten."
They've both been baited by this in the last few days, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. They know. I like it.
Yeah.
Because what Brandy's done here is that even if she isn't, you know, trying to hint at a WWE comeback, she's made people talk about her, and that's the marketing, baby. Now Brandy's been out of the game. It was February her and Cody left AEW, wasn't
it?
She's been away from wrestling largely since then. She's been on the road with Cody and their daughter Liberty, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, last year she stepped back into the ring for the first time since giving birth. Her last match, I believe, was on a Dark Elevation taping in January. She wrestled Kylan King as part of her little comeback run. Fightful reported in April that there had been productive talks between Brandi and WWE, but nothing has seemingly materialised, at least in the public eye, since then. I think that Brandi Rhodes, you know, the people who I've spoken to who have interacted directly with Brandi Rhodes have nothing but positive things to say about her, so I think she's a great person, by the sound of it, to have around and everything else. She's someone who attracts just a ridiculous level of frothing criticism from people.
Killer house.
I know people, like, just lose their minds when it comes to Brandi, and look, I'm not saying that things like the Nightmare Collective or whatever were good TV. That's entirely subjective. You can make your own mind up, but
They weren't.
Yeah.
I've made my mind
But like the level of just rage that she inspires in mostly just weird Twitter people is absurd. I think her and Cody together is a really good act. So she was a ring announcer before as Eden Styles. Maybe there's more she could do.
I have a question. A legitimate question for you for once.
Let's do it.
Do you think if WWE brought her back, they'd bring her back as Brandi Rhodes or as Eden Styles? Because I know, obviously, everyone knows she's Cody's other half and it would just make sense. And WWE occasionally likes to do coupled stuff. But then Eden Styles is a really good name, and they love talk show segments, and the Garden of Eden writes itself.
I think that with the AEW-ification of Cody in WWE, with the music and the presentation and the character and all of that stuff, I think she would be Brandi Rhodes.
Just is an idea, WWE. Just maybe don't make her a shrew to Cody like they often do. Like, oh, bloody hell, here they are.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not how this dynamic clearly has worked for the two of them.
Just don't be weird.
Yeah.
Just don't be weird. It's a solution to most problems in life, I find.
Be interesting, yeah, if they do more stuff with her, or they get, like you say, involved in Performance Center. Or
definitely knows? Replacing Steph as chief brand officer.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We've got some news about a huge show, but that's to come. We've got to talk about the little shows first.
Ah,
WWE
yes.
And AEW. We'll tell you more about that in the end, finally. But the 5th of November, remember the 5th of November, Gunpowder, Treason and Pay-Per-View? Question mark?
Halloween.
Spooky boys. No.
Spoopy, actually.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you have to block that on Twitter, don't you?
Yeah, I've already blocked
around.
It, mate.
just in advance. Anyway, it could be the date that WWE and AEW go head-to-head on pay-per-view, sort of. What I mean by that is, obviously, WWE has previously announced, I think they announced on Raw, in fact, that they are heading back to Saudi Arabia for Crown Jewel on the 5th of November. The thing is, the first weekend in November, or sometimes the second weekend, but it makes better sense if I tell it like this first. Sometimes the first weekend in November is when AEW puts on its Full Gear pay-per-view, so they potentially could have major clash, a same day. I mean, it wouldn't be the same time, wouldn't it?
No.
Because the Saudi show's a little bit earlier. But AEW and WWE doing shows on the same day, we haven't seen that since, off the top of my head, not possibly, it is still TV, right? I was going to say when they did. I think it was a Dynamite on a Saturday and a Takeover as well. But
I can't even remember.
Aside from the Wednesday Night Wars, it's been a long time since they've had this sort of competition against each other. Now, generally, AEW likes to avoid weekends when UFC or combat sports stuff is going down. UFC haven't announced their schedule as far as November yet, so AEW could well move to the second weekend in November of 2022 for Full Gear. But yeah, could be a busy day for us otherwise.
Yeah, big content weekend that, by the sounds of things. Yeah, I mean, the Saudi show would start at around midday, I think, Eastern, that kind of time. So they'd be well apart, at least.
A reasonable time for us, for once.
Yeah, indeed. It's just a shame that those shows are literally to sports wash a regime with a horrendous human rights record. That's what they're paid $50 million directly by the government for. So don't argue with me, because I'm right.
Indeed.
I don't even debate people on this. It's a fact.
Yeah.
Like, that's what these shows are. It's not an opinion. It's right there. So, I don't watch them unless I'm doing coverage, basically. But yes.
We'll keep an eye out. We'll keep you updated. Let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Travis Zachary starts us off today saying, good day, gents. And...
Why? Travis!
This is a special one, Andy. Special for the brilliant Chesterfield FC, who won 2-1 last night. This one is especially
for
the brilliant Jeff King.
Hurry up.
Ooh! I know he'll really appreciate that.
Yeah.
With Sami Zayn having joined the Bloodline, do you think he goes after the IC title and somehow also stumbles onto the upon the US title and unifies them?
I mean,
Intercontinental States Champion.
Unify everything seems to be the way we're going a lot of the time at the moment. I don't think they conceive plans for these mid-card belts that deeply.
Nope.
So purely because I don't think they care, my answer would be no.
I think they may well do some sort of mid-card stuff with Sami pretending to be part of the Bloodline, but I still prefer my fantasy booking, Travis, which is Sami Zayn wins Money in the Bank.
Ooh, it's on the...
It would make it very tasty,
on the whiteboard
it?
In the office,
it
that
is.
One.
Pasty bet.
Pasty bird.
Still osage. Well, pasty, I should probably get that today.
Yeah,
actually.
You probably should.
Right, second question today comes from RocksKid12, who says, what's up, guys? Do you think we could see a ladder match between Asuka and Bianca Belair at Money in the Bank?
Ooh.
Ladder matches are rare for the women's division, and it would keep Asuka somewhat protected by not being pinned. So I suppose you could do Becky gets pinned at Hell in a Cell,
yeah.
Asuka loses at Money in the Bank, but she doesn't get pinned. Thoughts?
I think that they might do some kind of thing like that with Asuka and Bianca at Money in the Bank, but I don't think they would put a singles ladder match on the Money in the Bank pay-per-view with the two briefcase matches. But I could certainly see them doing something that will involve maybe not a direct pinfall. That's just, it's kind of how they book it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think the whole reason that Becky's been added to that triple threat, unfortunately, is to eat the pinfall.
Take the L.
Because, yeah, that's what she needs to do. She needs to lose again, think about what she's done, and come back as a babyface eventually.
There you go.
Who's your picks for Money in the Bank as of right now?
Druid number 4 from NXT 2.0 for the men's one. And Fallon Henley, why not?
Oh!
I don't know. I have no insight. Sami would be great, but maybe it's a bit of wishful thinking on our end.
Mm.
On the woman's end of it, who do you want to elevate at the moment? Who do you want to build up? I mean, someone like Liv Morgan would be cool.
That's a good shout.
She is a baby face. Not that that's stopped them before, but it is a little bit better when it's a heel.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan and Sami, why not?
And they've got two baby face women as champions right now. But yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Sami. I book this every year and it never happens. Yes.
One day.
Final question today comes from Mark Lee Willis. Even,
hey, legend.
Who says, morning to you both. Put that mic down, Adam. Oh.
Thank you, Mark.
Although the build to it hasn't been the best for some, what about this Sunday are you most looking forward to? Double or nothing, if you're unaware. And is it worth buying the pay-per-view when the answer is Hookhausen? I just hope you are both well. Yeah, they're on the buy-in, aren't they?
They're on the buy-in, so you don't even have to buy it, baby. Interestingly. I don't think the build's been particularly great for the show either, which I go into great detail in my ups and downs article every single week on the website. But obviously I'm a paid shill who never criticises AEW. it'll still be a good pay-per-view. Since we always said, you know, back in the day when it was NXT versus AEW, that NXT did a great job of building match graphics rather than feuds, and I feel like this pay-per-view has a similar thing. With that being said, I am most looking forward to a new world champion CM Punk being confronted by Kazuchika Okada at the end of the show to set up the main event for Forbidden Door.
Well, when is Forbidden Door? June? July?
26th or something like that? It's literally 2 days after I come back from America. Why couldn't you have booked it while I was there?
Oh,
you sausages. I know, booking things specifically for Andy Murray is quite low on Tony Khan's list, but listen.
We all pay chills.
Listen, for all the money he pays us,
we
should get a little something out of that.
Yeah.
Apart from the money.
This jumper.
Yeah, it didn't cost £15 from H&M.
I completely agree with you, though, in terms of, I'm looking forward to what on earth they do with Hookhausen. But, it's the world title.
Yeah.
And a match we still can't call. I was going to say that, but it's not going to happen, is it? Because Piggy's losing tonight. So I would say MJF versus Wardlow, but unfortunately, Shawn Spears is obviously going to win tonight.
Yeah. Piggy.
And that's it. Piggy, can you see? Sometimes your cage hypnotise me. Boy's got the tightest tits in the game. Ethan Page needs to step it up.
Ethan Page is now Christopher Wallace, it seems. All right.
This is
the news.
Shall we move on to today's and finally?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we have a huge announcement, Andy Murray.
It is huge.
We obviously know that WWE is returning to UK for Clash at the Castle at the start of September. But never mind that. What about Clash near the Castle? That's right. What Culture are doing another live show. It is genuinely... Where's our thing? It is genuinely one of the best things that me and Andy have been a part of. Whilst we were a part of What Culture, we did that way back at WrestleMania 35 weekend. Something similar. Maybe even some special guests. Who knows? But a live show with all the mad bollocks that we always do on this channel, basically. Clash Near the Castle is going to go down on the Saturday of the Clash at the Castle weekend. It will be at a venue within walking distance of the...
15-minute walk, I'm informed.
Come on, get those steps in, baby. Near the Principality Stadium?
Principality Stadium.
Yes, it will be going down at midday. Tickets and all the information will be released soon, but I'm so excited. Clash Near the Castle is a great name, and this is one of the best things that we get to do.
Yeah.
Genuinely,
sure.
I know we always say, oh, without you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this, which is 100% true. But when you actually get to go out and meet you guys, it's lovely. It's a lovely thing, and it's nice to share what will be a mint return for WWE to do live shows here in the UK.
Yeah,
big shows.
It's going to be awesome, man. The New York show we did in 2019 was the best. Speaking to people, meeting people, you know, having a nice bit of banter with people. We'll be doing all our usual bollocks. We'll do stage versions of those. You'll be able to chat to us. You'll be able to buy us a soft drink. You can do whatever you want. It's going to be a great time. Tickets on sale soon. Like we said, walking distance of the stadium, so you're not going to miss any of the WWE show. Come along, it'll be a very great time. Excellent, yes, good.
Mm. Will Drew McIntyre show up? No, he won't. I'm
no,
not
probably
that.
Not.
But Miller will be there, so it's fair trade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like Andy said, we'll let you know about tickets soon, but get excited, guys, because I know we all are here at What
Indeed.
Culture. Let us know your thoughts on that and all of today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from for daily wrestling podcasts. Myself and the Dudley Boys sitting down to review NXT 2.0 and look ahead to the go-home show of Dynamite ahead of Double or Nothing this weekend. Plus, let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, actually, there, follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at...
Follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Howard from Halifax. Your boys took one hell of a beat.
Get in! 2-1 Chesterfield.
Remember Howard?
I do.
What a boy.
Legend. We're not starting a feud here. No, love that guy. Follow me at Adam Wilburn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we... We'll see you soon.
Alligators. There will be alligators at the live show.
Oh, guaranteed.
100%.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.